We're going to start off by meeting a man who's a hero to loners everywhere. And he may be responsible for more aggregate hours wasted than anyone pretty much in the history of time. Wes Cherry did not invent the game Solitaire, but he did invent Solitaire for the modern age. In 1988, he was an intern for Microsoft, and Cherry wrote on his own time this code that would become Solitaire for Windows. These days, he does something totally different. He runs his own cidery on Vashon Island with his wife and his son, and I joined him there at his orchard to hear about what it's been like touching so many people in this very specific way and about the life he lives today.
We're next to the orchard here at Dragon's Head Cider. These are some trees that we started planting about 5 years ago.
How many trees are there?
Right now, about 2,200, and we're going to plant another 800 this winter, and I think that'll be plenty.
And would they be tasty if you just picked them off the tree and sunk your teeth into them?
Most of them not. They actually call a lot of them spitters. There's one in particular that really tastes about like a crushed up Tylenol.
But the cider doesn't taste like that, I assume?
No, once the yeast is done with the flavors, it blends and transforms into something really quite lovely.
And how long have you been nursing this dream of having a, forgive me, is it a cidery?
Yes, cidery would be the right term. I thought about opening a winery or something like that starting about 10 years ago after I quit Microsoft.
So this was something that began to take shape while you were toiling away at Microsoft. And of course, that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Maybe we could go hang out inside for a few minutes and get that story. And then I might prevail on you to let me try a cup of your cider.
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. What were you up to in the late 80s that made you find your way to the Redmond campus?
Working at Microsoft had been a dream since I was a young child. I had computers back when I was 10. And on those computers, I'd write a lot of games because you had to. There was no games available to speak of. And then as I was in college, I got an internship job at Microsoft working on Microsoft Excel.
So that was your gig at that time. You were working on Excel. And how did you sort of get to, you know, hobbying around on this particular project?
Well, Windows was still really in its infancy at the time, and I wanted to learn how to program in Windows. So I picked projects to learn how the API worked and what it took to write a program. Solitaire in particular, there was a Macintosh version of it that I played pretty extensively in college instead of studying for finals. And as I got to Microsoft in the summer, there's very, very little software available for Windows at the time. This was Windows 2.0. So I wrote a version of Solitaire, basically, because I wanted to, waste some time then, too.
So this wasn't even on the job, necessarily?
No, this was all on my own time, yeah. There was actually a company at Microsoft within Microsoft. It was really not really a company, but we called ourselves Bogus Software. And there was a server where people would put up their games that they wrote, and other people would download them and play them.
Got it. So it was a kind of a nerdy society within Microsoft.
Right, exactly.
So this is effectively like a worksheet that you did, the equivalent of just this little exercise that you did that wound up having a life longer than you must have ever imagined.
Oh, absolutely. I wrote it for myself, you know, and it just happened that some program manager in Windows decided to put it into the Windows 3.0 package, and it kind of exploded.
Let's talk about some of the aesthetic choices that you made in making the game. So first of all, it's a pretty standard game in terms of the rules and stuff like that, right? It's your classic solitaire setup, right? So what were some of the choices that you were able to make in terms of the look of it and the functionality?
Well, we had a lot of fun with the art of the card backgrounds. A lot of those card backs were inspired by, I don't know, things I was doing in my life at the time. The beach scene was a beach called San Felipe down in Mexico that we'd go to very regularly in spring break. The one with the card crawling up and down the sleeve of the dealer is a reference to the Grateful Dead. And back then, I was listening to a lot of Grateful Dead.
When did you realize that this was going to be something pretty big?
Well, it really is only after Windows shipped. And I would get, people just like, you know, had people bow down in front of me. And I was like, geez.
Wait, where did that happen?
Somebody, you know, introduced me as the author of Solitaire. And the guy got down on his knees and bowed to me.
Were you pals with the Minesweeper guy and the Hearts guy?
Yes, I knew them.
Oh, that was a joke, but that's a real real yes.
Well, yeah, the Minesweeper guy, he was also part of Bogus Software.
So how many millions did writing the arguably most popular game of that decade make you?
0.00008, I think I got that right. At one point in an interview, I said, if I only got a penny a copy, wouldn't it have been great? And, you know, it would have been a tremendous amount of money. So over the years, I have received 8 cents.
Oh, like people will send you a penny?
Exactly.
Wow, congratulations. But no royalties?
No royalties. And that was made clear. I did it for fun.
And what, then you had a sort of a normal job at Microsoft for some years, right?
Yeah. I was a developer on Excel for about 10 years.
Did the reputation of having been the solitaire inventor follow you around at the company?
You know, people knew of me. I knew Bill Gates knew about me, right, for example. He actually complained that it was too hard to win solitaire. Maybe I should have just checked if the username was Bill Gates and given him a good deal of the hands.
Have you stopped to think between Excel and solitaire, like how much time your work has spent with so many individuals? I mean, years of people's lives, probably. Do you feel bad about that?
No, I think wasting time and slacking off is one of the highest things that a human can do. I mean, like, we're here to have fun, so we should be having fun.
So what did you do after Microsoft?
After Microsoft, I got a little tired of doing things in the virtual world. I really wanted to do something that had physicality. And my wife sat us down and said, we need to have a 5-year plan. And so we made a list of what we wanted in our life. And then once we were looking for property on Vashon, I saw apple trees growing everywhere here. And so my dream of having a winery or a cidery kind of all came together in this heady 5-month window, not 5 years, but in 5 months.
So what's your life like here now?
When I come home at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I came home from Microsoft, I was exhausted, but it's a totally different kind of exhausted. Part of it is there's like a physicality. You can look at something and see, you know, an orchard that's well tended. With software, you know, you've got lines of code and you can take an internal happiness at how beautifully it fits together, but it just never felt like there was a thing there.
So could I hit you up to taste a little cider?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cheers, or whatever you'd say. Delicious. Well, Wes Cherry, founder of Dragon's Head Cidery here on Vashon Island, and inventor of Solitaire for Windows back in 1988. Thank you so much for having me over and for sharing some of your delicious beverages with me.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun.